This goes to Dr. Randy, R-A-N-D-I, Van Oker, V-A-N, like November, O-C-K-E-R. Fax 616-754-9883. Regarding John, middle initial W, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Date of birth 2/16 of 1954. Dear Dr. Van Oker, this is a follow-up visit from Mr. Lewis, who was seen in consultation on November 7th of 2023 for stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary to hypertension, severe peripheral artery disease, and left renal artery stenosis. He has lost 10 pounds since his consultation, but he reports that he's under quite a bit of stress, secondary to interpersonal and financial issues. But things are looking up, and so he's hoping that he will be able to stabilize and not wait and not lose any further weight. He otherwise feels quite well, he states. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have chronic pain in his low back, and that is unchanged from when he was seen in consultation. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have some dyspnea on exertion that is also stable. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Benzopril with hydrochlorothiazide 10/12.5, one tablet daily. Physical and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 147 pounds. Pulse is 100 and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 110 over 80. His neck is supple. There is no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 2/13/2024. His albumin is 4.3, calcium is 9.8, creatinine is improved. It's down from 2.37 to 1.85, which is estimated GFR of 39. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 2.7. Hemoglobin, 14.9. White count, 10.96. Platelets, 315,000. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, secondary to severe peripheral vascular disease, and also hypertension, which is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.